This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Election Commission of India has issued a fresh advisory outlining stringent rules for disclosure and responsible use of artificial intelligence AI and synthetic content in political campaigning ahead of the Bihar Assembly elections. The Commission has asked political parties, candidates and campaign representatives to label any synthetically generated or AI-altered image, audio or video used or disseminated for campaigning purposes as AI-generated, digitally enhanced or synthetic content covering at least 10% of the visible display area. Additionally, such content shall prominently disclose the name of entity responsible for its generation in the metadata or accompanying caption. The Commission has also asked for restraint on publishing or forwarding any content that is unlawful and misrepresents the identity, appearance or voice of any person without their consent and created with the intent to mislead or deceive the electorate. Election campaigning for the first phase of the assembly elections in Bihar is intensified by both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan. Polling will be held on 6th of November in 121 assembly constituencies across 18 districts. Issues of development, law and order, unemployment, migration and education have been raised prominently during the campaign. The BJP star campaigner and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will continue his campaign for the NDA candidates for the second consecutive day today. He will address public rallies in Khagaria, Munger and Nalanda districts. Janata Dal United National President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar will address election rallies in Dumrao and Buxar district and Ramkrishna Nagar in Patna district. From the Grand Alliance, RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav and Vikas Seel Insan Party Chief Mukesh Sahani will address election rallies in Gogri, Ololi and Khagaria districts and Bar in Patna district. The four-day-long Chhath Puja celebration has begun today in different parts of the country. The festival is dedicated to the sun god, which symbolizes the worship of nature and cleanliness. With a pledge to observe the sacred fast, on the first day, devotees, vratis, take a holy bath and eat a simple meal of arwa rice and bottle gourd curry after offering the prayers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended warm wishes to the devotees across the country and around the world on the occasion of Chhath Mahaparv. In a social media post, he paid tribute to the unwavering devotion of all vratis and highlighted the profound cultural significance of this four-day festival. To mark the occasion, the Prime Minister also shared a devotional song dedicated to Chhati Maiya, inviting everyone to immerse themselves in his spiritual resonance. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 127th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Minister of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. In men's cricket, hosts Australia with 219 for 7 against India in the third and final match of the three-match ODI series at the Sydney Cricket Ground when reports last came in. Australia won the toss and decided to bat first. The Pakistan Hockey Federation has informed the International Hockey Federation, FIH, that its team will not be travelling to India to participate in the upcoming Men's Junior World Cup on the advice of its government. Men's Junior World Cup is set to take place in Tamil Nadu in November. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall, very likely at isolated places of Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, Gujarat, Kerala, Mahe, Konkan, Goa, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. It has further predicted thunderstorm accompanied with lightning and gusty winds over Telangana, Karnataka and Lakshadweep to the next 2 to 3 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.